Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Craig Evans with us. Thirsty Thursday. What date is it?
August 6th.
It's all running in together here.
2020. August 6th, yeah. Year no Lord.
Oh, it's my wife's birthday in 3 days. Jesus, thank God I remembered that.
It really is.
Yeah.
Y'all got one coming up
too, don't you?
Like I said, I don't. If somebody forgets mine, I don't care.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that's
hers is a Sunday.
Yeah. See, who's going to remind you that morning on your way out on the way home to go get the flowers?
You might want to set a little reminder. You can put an alarm on there, some kind of notification to remind you.
Whatever. I bought her a house.
But that's not her birthday.
She's listening right
that's
now.
That's your right. house. She's, that's yeah, everybody's right. house.
You're benefiting from that house, too.
She's listening right now, I'm sure. She's in the car taking my son to football. So, love you, honey. Happy birthday in 3 days.
The house is for everybody. She needs something that's for her.
Nah, she'll accept flowers and a card. We don't buy anything. People
really?
Each other stuff when it comes to birthdays, no. And by the way, she's actually the one's mentioned. We're doing something else.
I think a nice piece of jewelry. I think she deserves it this year.
Buying a new house. No, she doesn't.
Something expensive.
Oh, she does, but the house is more expensive than the jewelry.
Well, you could take care of that.
Yeah, no.
There's expensive jewelry right. out there.
She doesn't have sole ownership of the house.
No.
That's what you could
She's
do.
She's got half of it.
That would be a good gesture. Yeah. You sign the house over to her.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Say, you're in charge.
She dumps me the next day. I got nothing.
Of course you would.
Of course she would. So, yeah.
Now, the bank might have something to say about that.
I got to remember that.
It was on this date in 2004.
I'm going to forget that. Sunday's even the worst day.
Oh, look, the hotline's
there. It is. It's the worst. I told you she was listening. Damn it. But I think I was pretty kind. Don't you think so, Craig? Before I get yelled at?
I always think you're kind.
You're just being nice because you're going to get yelled at.
No. Here's what I should say if I don't want to get yelled at. Right. Jeez, Mike, what a prick. How could you say that?
Happy birthday in 3 days, honey, in case I forget.
Uh-huh.
Isn't he a prick?
What'd I say? You
every
said,
time.
Didn't you say the other day, since both our birthdays are this, they're always this month, by the way, that we're not going to do anything because we're buying a house?
Yes.
Okay.
So quit saying my present is the house from you. It's full. I'm going to live in that house by myself.
Oh, now you're just taking Todd's line.
Yep.
All right.
See, she deserves some jewelry.
Did Todd say that?
He just said basically.
No, I don't want jewelry either.
Todd was defending you, and so was Craig. I'm the guy. I'm a lone island here.
Because
they don't want to get yelled at by you either.
No, we don't.
What now?
They don't want to get yelled at by you either, honey.
Well, no, I'm not
going to
yell at that.
Of course not. Yeah, no.
Well, they made sure by backing you.
Right. We know you're a prick. We know, we know Mike's a prick.
Yeah. Yeah. So I forgot. I totally forgot you were in a car, but right around now you are in a car.
Yeah. You didn't forget because you said it on there.
Well, I did. After I said it was your birthday, I'm going to forget that.
Right. In mid-sentence, you realized that you might be listening.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's Sunday, right?
Yes.
All right, happy birthday.
It doesn't matter. So what? Who cares?
All right.
It's not
right.
a big deal.
Right. Could he,
give me a card and flowers. You're right.
How about he cooks your breakfast or, you know, some gesture like that?
Shh.
I don't eat breakfast.
No, she doesn't eat
dinner.
Breakfast. Yeah. Dinner?
Dinner.
I'll buy you dinner Friday, yes. Okay?
No, cook her
You'll
dinner.
Buy... I don't want you to buy me dinner Friday. I can buy dinner. Cook me dinner.
Oh,
somebody else needs a cook.
That's horrible.
You guys are
not
helping here, man. You're not helping.
Why do you want food he's cooked?
Good point.
Well,
happy birthday. Here's a grilled cheese.
My grilled cheese.
Burnt grilled cheese.
And his grilled cheese they're gross.
No, I flatten mine.
Oh.
I like them really flat and buttery, and she hates them that way, man.
A ton of butter is so gross.
Oh, the butter's good.
Talking about your sandwiches, your grilled cheese sandwiches.
That, too.
Flat and buttery.
Okay, anyway, flowers and a card are good. What?
Happy birthday. Just in case Sunday morning I forget. I got this. I got it in, okay? Right. Love you.
No, it doesn't count. All love
right.
you, too.
All right, see you. All right, great. Jesus. I'm so dumb. I mean, she's never up at 7 o'clock, but this week she is because of the, you know, because of football.
Stupid corona.
I know.
Or, well,
football. No, football.
And Craig's right. We will side with her every time. We're all terrified of her.
Yeah, every time. She is absolutely right. Yeah. And we know you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Happy birthday. I never forgot a birthday. I forgot one anniversary.
And you only forgot it for half the day.
I did.
That counts.
I did. I woke up from a nap. She was in the kitchen. I opened the pantry, and we have a calendar in there, and I'm eating food, and I'm looking for something to eat. I look at the calendar. I see the date. I go, oh, geez. What is my anniversary again?
September 28th.
I knew that, by the way. She's still listening. And but at your parents'
that's my parents' wedding anniversary. That's the only reason I remember.
That's why Push reminds me all the time.
Yeah.
And, that's why you got married on that day.
And it was September 28th, and I go, oh, and I walk out in the kitchen. And
a
by the way,
to Puss's mom.
Todd, help me out here, Todd, before she calls back. Anniversaries are both people's anniversaries.
Yes,
right?
They are.
Right.
But it seems the onus is always on the guy to make the arrangements. Yeah. And I don't know who started that tradition.
Women.
Some lady.
Yeah.
Some lady is right, Nick.
But I think it should be reciprocal.
Yeah.
Well, some people think that since women do all the stuff at home, that men should do something every now and then.
Yeah, I guess.
Craig's such a sucker.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I hate that argument, too, because you know what? Guys do a lot at home, too.
When I say some people think that, yeah. I've been told that some people think that.
Nick's been told that, too, also. I think I've been told that,
certainly,
too.
Certainly, yeah.
You're right, Puss.
So I think they're wrong, but that's really not the point.
I cook. I load the dishwasher. I do laundry. I mean, come on.
When's your anniversary, Nick? What's the date?
January 2nd.
You remember? Oh, that's pretty easy to remember. Yeah. No, I know it's a day after. It's kind of a weird day.
Yeah,
it stands out, though.
And then her birthday is the 7th.
Of January?
So, yeah.
But she could knock it out right away.
Good. Or I could forget everything in a week. the birthday's different because with the kids will help remind you about her birthday.
Right.
They're not going to be.
No, kids
don't care about the anniversary.
She's calling back. I got to just shut up.
You have a big wedding? Or was it something simple?
No, we went courthouse.
I got to shut up.
Because, you know, people are sick of celebrating at that point.
I retell how much I love my
Christmas,
wife.
New Year's, and now
freaking wedding.
It was off the air. You were saying how
thank you. Thank you, Craig.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Now,
how stupid am I? I'll let you talk. I'll let you talk. But how stupid am I to hang up the phone, I got out clear, and to start the conversation back up? I deserve all this crap right now.
Oh, yeah. That could have ended with Craig.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm going to say, what date did you say it was?
September 28th.
No.
It's the 29th.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh. Who's right?
I'm sure Becky's right.
My brother's birthday is the 28th, and I know I always knew it was the day after my brother's birthday.
What about Puss? When's your parents' anniversary?
It's September 28th. I thought it was the same day.
Yeah, so
did I.
I thought
it was the 29th.
Listen to you. I think Becky, I think you're wrong.
I think you are.
How am I wrong?
This is great. This is great.
This is beautiful.
What year did you get married? It was 02, right?
No,
I'm looking that up.
Puss, check the 02 Nebraska Cornhusker schedule and see when they played Iowa State. I remember I remember Nebraska was playing Iowa State that night.
And we were in Pennsylvania.
There were some guests there that had due check.
No, you got to look at this now. It's the 29th.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the 28th.
Nebraska at Iowa State on September 28th, 2002.
Oh, my God. You called back and missed your anniversary. You were wrong.
I am so confused. I'm confused.
I'm actually glad you called back. I got that going.
That is beautiful.
Right. I still think that's not right.
No, Todd is totally right. Because Penn State played somebody that day, too, and we were watching the game in the afternoon.
Yeah. Saturday's a Saturday.
The wedding was in the evening, and I do remember that game.
And my mind is a steel trap. Got all that.
That's a leaking trap, actually.
All right, Becky, but I'm on your side again.
It was two. But all you got to do is look at.
Thank you.
We got married on a Saturday, and it was 2002. So, yes, it was the 28th, right?
Yeah. September 28th.
Absolutely.
2002 was a Saturday.
I was there.
I can't believe you forgot our anniversary.
Oh, no. You know what? Okay, be quiet. My brother's birthday is the day after our wedding.
There you go.
Oh, so you mixed them up.
Actually, I'm glad you called back. I love you.
That's
bye-bye.
Good.
Well, love you too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she pulls the ripcord real quick when she does that.
Yeah. That was now, Nick, I am going to be Craig.
That was great.
I'm not going back into that.
No.
I got out of that one too.
Yep.
Yeah, now Christy gets confused too because my stepson's birthday is May 12th. And our anniversary is a couple of days before that. So she always gets them flipped around. Our anniversary is May 10th. And a lot of times, she doesn't remember.
It's the women. They don't have steel traps like you and me do.
Right.
Nothing escapes.
Right. In our cases, we're the ones that remember the anniversary.
Oh, we're romantic guys.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are a day off or 2 days off.
Like this year, you can celebrate it on the 29th. If you forget the 28th, you celebrate it on the 29th.
I'll say I forgot. You said it was 29th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm going to confuse myself. That's why I got pushed.
All out.
Literally, since 2002, Puss has been telling me the couple days before when my anniversary is. Because it's his parents.
I forgot someone's birthday once. Mm-hmm. And,
somebody you're close to?
Yes, her birthday.
Okay. Oh, the girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, we'd been together for a few years at the time.
Yeah.
And I just forgot that day. And she didn't tell me for 2 days.
Oh.
Oh,
just waited.
She was just stewing the whole
2 days.
Oh, man.
Just to see if you went at midnight, you remember nothing. No. You went a whole other day, two days.
She was waiting for me to do something, whatever it was. I forget what it was. And then pile that one on as well.
Right.
And you forgot my birthday. What?
Oh, she waited.
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Oh. So then the birthday became my password for things and everything. It was everywhere.
Oh, she remembered.
It's engraved on your mirror.
The shit tattoo he's got. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. This is Darren.
Hey, Darren.
Hey.
Hey, guys. I fell into the same thing. My wife and I was in the Army for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
For 15 years, we celebrated our anniversary on the 21st of June instead of the 20th.
And
we're married on the 20th.
So you both forgot? You both forgot the whole time?
We both forgot. Well, we moved base to base. We moved base to base to base, throughout the military. And
How'd you figure it out?
We got out. We were going through records and stuff, trying to get stuff straightened out. And my wife pulls out the marriage certificate. She's like, when's our anniversary? I was like, the 21st. She's like, no, we got married on the 20th. Well, you screwed up, too.
Steel traps, both of you, man.
As long as you're both
exactly.
on the same
page. Right.
So, yeah, both on the same page. Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Darren.
Exactly. We were both wrong, so I was safe.
Hey, you lucky bastard. You're both wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right, so the horrible news that has come out lately in a study of studies, and I didn't look into this for a while because of other things that I had read throughout the years, but in a study of studies, they are now saying that smoking the marijuana
Uh-oh.
Can have an impact on your heart.
Yeah, now, I thought you weren't going to do this yesterday.
Well, I read into it, and I talked to Dr. Mina about this briefly.
All right.
And other studies that I have read, I didn't look into this one specifically at the time, but other studies that I have read, a lot of them said, you know, it's tough to tell what if there's any lung damage with the marijuana, because so many marijuana smokers also smoke cigarettes.
Right,
it's
right.
Tough to know.
That's right.
It's tough to, you know, to take them apart. But now, you know, Dr. Mina gave me some technical language that said, you know, she's worried about these particular things in the marijuana, you know, very technical stuff. And so now the American Heart Association has come up with a statement saying that
what do they know?
Right. That they can trigger heart conditions or events like heart attacks and stroke.
There's something we can do, like, you know, buy some carbon offsets.
You can go to edibles.
Yeah, oh, edibles.
Because it's the smoking.
Yeah, it's obviously the smoke.
It's the smoke.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. How about the vaping?
Yeah, the vape.
Nick just discovered vaping.
Yeah, I think
I can't answer that one.
The vaping's probably even worse for you.
Yeah, I think it is.
So, the American Heart Association now, quote, recommends that people not smoke or vape any substance, including cannabis products, because of the potential harm to the heart, lungs, and blood vessels. They say that the weed has the potential to interfere with prescribed medications as well as trigger heart attacks and strokes. If people choose to use cannabis for medicinal or recreational effects, the oral or topical forms for which doses can be measured may reduce some of the potential harms.
You had me at oral.
Yeah, so, this will help my anxiety.
Right.
You're right. You're really high, and you start thinking about your heart.
Like, oh, yeah.
And you're paranoid.
If people, they say that if people choose to use cannabis for medicinal or recreational effects, some of the studies found heart rhythm abnormalities could occur within the hour after smoking weed containing THC.
Trying to think of another effect we could use the marijuana for. It's medicinal or recreational. There's got to be something that's totally harmless.
Yeah.
But I can't think of what arena that would be.
THC can also cause a faster heart rate, increase the heart's need for oxygen, disrupt the walls of arteries, contribute to higher blood pressure while prone, according to other studies.
Don't smoke pot!
Somebody asked for that clip to come back. I just remembered that. Yeah.
What about psychological? Yeah.
They say studies show tobacco-like increases in carbon monoxide and tar in a weed smoker's blood after smoking marijuana. And, you know, underlying heart disease, that's no good.
All right.
Well, that's a downer. Yeah.
CBD, one of the other 80 chemicals in cannabis.
Don't smoke pot.
Does not appear to cause harm to the heart so far, at least.
Yeah, but CBD's not getting you off.
I see. There's a story about a grandma that had CBD in her purse, got kicked out of Disney World or something like that.
What?
Yeah. Arrested, right, yeah.
Is that not legal in Florida?
I don't know.
Because you can get it on the internet. You can buy it anywhere.
The happiest place in the world.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either, why they kicked her out. I don't know. I didn't read the end of the story. I just saw the headline.
Hang on. Rick's got more.
Wait. There is one caveat to all these research findings. Existing studies on marijuana and the heart are short-term, observational, and retrospective studies.
There you go, Nick.
They identify trends, but they do not prove cause and effect. There is an urgent need for study.
Cool. Let's go smoke.
Don't smoke pot.
They're studying guys like us. Is what they're doing.
Who's this now?
This is Rick. He's got more on
Rick.
Anniversaries. What's up?
So our very first anniversary this past June, I went out, bought a trolling motor for our boat, not knowing what the date was. I walked in the house, and she looked at me and said, "Happy anniversary." I panicked and gave her the trolling motor. Happy anniversary.
A troller motor for the boat. Happy anniversary. I love that bit. Did she tear up? That was your first anniversary, too?
Yeah, thank God I had bought flowers the day before and she hadn't seen them. Thank God.
I got you a trolling motor. I love that, dude. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. What a great story. Oh, I got you something. Trolling motor. That's
funny. Oh, here's an idea. Reed says, my wife was smart. Had our date engraved on the inside of my wedding ring.
Oh, that's going to say her thigh.
Right. Came in handy because we got married the Friday after Thanksgiving. So in planning, we
That changes. He's just giving her the Friday. Right. The date changes.
Well, the date's going to change. Yeah.
I would say let's just celebrate that the Friday after Thanksgiving every year.
That would be easier.
Yes.
And it's always on a Friday.
It's always a Friday.
Yeah, honey. Anytime I think of you and us getting married, I think of Black Friday.
Let's go buy a blender.
Yeah. I hate it, and it costs me money.
Not unlike yourself.
But I don't like this marriage.
I bet you can get some good deals on trolling motors on Black Friday.
I bet you could.